Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to home to get Bailey. Pagliarani moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani moves to third. Schwall moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 1 in the game. Willie hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cannell. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to second. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clendenin moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Coleman to Cannell. The throw back to home, and Clendenin is out at the plate. Pagliarani moves to second. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Schofield moves to third. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bearnerth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Neal now playing third base. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani is walked intentionally. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.